Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're launched into the second, third month of our 37th year, enjoying how this is going, and just hoping everything is well with you here this morning. We've come through the hunting season. There's a few more days of resident goose season. There's a few more days of the conservation order for light geese. It's been an interesting season. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the reported deer harvest was up this year pretty good. And so last week we went to the National Outdoor Show Friday night and Saturday. We measured probably, I don't know, what'd we do? 18 deer, something like that. Some really nice sika deer, one nice black bear. Saw a couple of our listeners. Thank you very much for stopping by. And one of the folks that was there is on the line right now. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Good. Good seeing you last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So did you enjoy the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You sound a little down this week. You okay?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. I'm okay.
Okay. Just having a hard time hearing you a little bit, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So, yes, sir. So you stopped by to see us, and that was really nice seeing you again. And did you do the whole show? Did you go get some muskrat down at the?
Oh, yeah. I got some muskrat.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I'm
muskrat for lunch. Good. Glad to hear it. So, very good. Yeah, we measured some really nice deer. You got to see a few of them. We had some really good ones on Friday night too. So, yeah, it was a good show for us. Good time. So. We have another event coming up in Baltimore. I hope that the folks who know hunters that are listening that have taken nice deer any time in the past, we measure deer from every year. We measured one. We measured three last week. One from 1959. That was one of the 11 deer killed in Talbot County in 1959. It was a beautiful buck. It didn't quite make the record book, but it was a great buck. And then another one from 1984 and another one from the 90s somewhere. So, so they were brought in, and the one from 1984 made it, that's for sure. That was from Queen Anne's County. Really nice buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, Robin there with you today?
She's not. Robin has the flu. Oh, on top of everything else. Yep, on top of everything else. She's had a little bit of a rough week, and so I've had to stay kind of close to the house, but she's been up and down. You know, the temperature goes up over 100 and then comes back down to normal and then goes up a few degrees and then back down. And it's one of those weird ones, you know. It just doesn't stay at one level. So, but she's I talked to her this morning a little bit ago. She said she's feeling much better today than she was yesterday. So that's good. She just needs to get some strength. And of course it's like me, it's affected the voice and the bronchial tubes and that type of thing. And she, I said, are you calling in this morning? She says, not with this voice. So she's a little low volume, a little scratchy. So she just wants to sound strong when she calls in. So, but it's been a challenge. There's no question. No question. So, yeah.
Tell us at home.
I will do that. I will do that. And hopefully one day soon she'll be able to come back. So.
Great.
Yep. All right, buddy. Anything else? Any, headed anywhere this weekend?
I guess nowhere particular that I know of.
Okay. Well, enjoy.
Did you say that Canada geese was still in?
No, resident Canada geese over in the western part of the state. Well, in the western zone, yeah. Resident zone.
Because you say, I thought it was gone. But anything left in there now was
there's nothing left on the shore. The resident geese, like Carroll County and Frederick County and Montgomery County, those guys are still taking some geese. So, yep. But,
I kind of seemed to misplace my hunting guide book. I wanted to make sure. I kind of figured that the snow goose was usually, what's it, like middle of April, something like that?
Yeah, snow geese, yeah. Yeah.
So. For some reason, I misplaced my hunting guide book.
Oh, boy.
As big as it is, it's not like it's some little tiny thing. I mean, it's thin, but
exactly.
It's kind of big otherwise.
Yeah. It's got our wildlife director, Karina Stonecipher, on the cover with a great big turkey. So, yeah. Yep. All right, man. We'll talk soon.
You're ready. Catch you later.
Say all right.
Sit high and home. Maybe
I will.
Catch you down there next year at the thing.
Yeah, we'd love to see that happen. So. All right. Well, thank your daughter too for bringing you and helping you out, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk later.
Yeah,
thanks.
Later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There goes Glenn. Yeah, what I was saying is if you know somebody who's taken a nice deer for many years and then I wandered off, we will be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet benefit coming up this coming Saturday in Baltimore at Martin's West, right there on Security Boulevard. And that's always a good time. Great food. You ought to get a table or get a spot at the banquet and enjoy a day of fellowship with fellow hunters. There'll be about 350 or 400 of them in the room and a great day to win some prizes and everything else. So good luck to you on that. But we'd love to see you at the Maryland Bowhunter Society. I don't have any tickets for that, but I do have the measuring opportunity there for people to get their black bear, their white-tailed deer, their sika deer measure, too. One fellow came in, a couple of sons came in for their father with a nice white tail and a black bear. Both of them made the book, so all he needs is a sika deer, and he will have the Triple Slam Award for Maryland, a white-tailed deer, a sika deer, and a black bear that are all in the record book. So, anyway, let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir, and wish you and Robin both well. And,
well, appreciate that. Thank you.
I was going to tell you, I always come up with these stories from the past, but I was called this one Public Enemy Number One.
Right? Okay.
And I was 9 years old, and my father didn't fish much. He wasn't much into sports and all, but it was in me. And I used to go to Sunny Surplus on Green Mount Avenue.
I can relate to that passion being in you from an early age. Go ahead.
Yes. And I scoped out the cost of fishing rods, reels, and lures. And I didn't have the money, but I worked and shined shoes and did everything to come up with the right amount of money. And finally, the rod cost $2, and the reel was $2, and the lure was a thing of beauty. with this spinning yet foul thing and treble hook on the back, 19 cents.
And wow.
So that was $4.19. So the guy says, now the tax. And I said, tax? I don't know nothing about tax.
Right.
9 years old. I rode my bicycle up there.
Oh, so brother. Anyway. Okay.
So anyway, he gave it to me.
Yep. That's good.
So I'm riding home with this fishing rod. And me and I was a real agile kid. I got the fishing rod caught in the spokes.
And oh, no.
I snapped the fishing rod off. So I didn't get far, but I came back, and I guess I had the saddest look on my face and tears out of my eyes, and I walked back in with this broken fishing rod, and the guy gave me another one. He just gave me one. So anyway, off I go, and I know now I have a fishing rod and a reel. Now, the reel was the kind that sets on top of the fishing rod. And it came pretty strong with this woven, I don't know what it was, some kind of woven nylon. It wasn't monofilament. And and my lure. And I think, now I got to find a place where there's water. And the only place I could think where there was water was Montebello Lake, part of it.
Right.
So I'd ride this bike over to Montebello Lake. And at that time, they didn't have a fence around it. It was hedges, all right? So I guess that was around 1958, maybe. So I ride around there, and I find an opening, and I see a sign, and it says, no fishing and no parking. And I think, well, I don't park. And these people that park, I don't know what they're fishing for, but I don't think they're fishing in this lake, okay? So I get down there, and I tie my little lure on, and I think, well, a fishing sign that says no fish, there's got to be fish in there. No fishing, okay? It's got to be.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you're not allowed to fish, there's got to be fish there, right? I got you.
Yeah. So I'm just 9 years old. So a fishing license, nothing, but anything to be said. I was clueless. And I zing this thing out there, and, man, I get a hit. And I bring this is the neat part. I bring this fish in, and I'd never seen a fish like that. I had no clue what it was. I knew what perch looked like, but it was a crappie, okay? And that's what it was. And I throw them back. I thought, and I caught one fish after another, you know? And then somebody told me that what I was doing was illegal, all right? And that's when I knew I was public enemy number one. And I kept it to myself all those years. And so anyway, that's that. I used to go in the mail, in the post office. They have the wanted signs up there.
Yeah.
And I would wonder if my picture was up there anywhere as a kid. But anyway, that was it. Couple names came to me again from the past. I told you before, Rancid Crabtree.
Yep.
And Rex Sweeney. And here's the other two that came. Crazy Eddie Muldoon is one of those books.
Yep.
And another name, Fenton Quagmire. There you go.
Quagmire. Yep. I remember that name too. So.
Yeah.
I used to be a fan of all that stuff. In the backs of all the magazines, there was Exit Laughing, which was Ed Zern. There was Patrick McManus.
Right.
And then there was the gist of it. You remember the gist of it?
No. You know what? I had not known the magazines until I had not really got into reading them until some guy gave me three of McManus's books, I just enjoyed the heck out of reading. I would actually read the stories to my wife. All right, this is what we're going to do tonight. You're gonna sit here and you just close your eyes and I'm gonna read you this story. So anyway, we had a good time with that. And I'll come up with something else for next week. But you know, my voice is rough. I had that COVID twice, and it's changed. It's changed my voice to a rougher, deeper voice.
Interesting.
So maybe I could sing bass in the choir now. All right.
Yeah.
So I'll get off here. And
all right, Ray. Appreciate the story, man.
All right. right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Oh, I got to grab this pile of papers here. I stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop the other day, talked to Mr. Clyde, had a very good conversation, and saw Mike, and I picked up a couple of big bobbers and some a couple of little panfish lures. I'm going to hopefully, I'd love to got out this week in that beautiful weather, but, you know, Clyde Sports Shop's big sale's coming up. That's the 10-day fishing sale. Starts the 14th of March, which is a Friday, through Sunday, March 23rd. So it's a 10-day sale. It's labeled Let's Go Fishing. Store-wide, fishing rods, reels, combos. All the fishing tackle, 10% off. And the sale excludes bait and licenses, of course. You can't get a discount on a license or bait. So, but here's the cool part. If you have a reel that needs some line, or maybe you just used a lot of line last year and you need to replace it or fill it back up, all the premium monofilament is half price. It starts at 1.5 cents a yard. All you got to do is take your empty spools and let Clyde's install the new line. Now, that doesn't include braid, you know, which is Power Pro or any of that stuff. But, look, they got the Shakespeare Ugly Stick. And speaking of that, they got an Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. So you go in there, you take an Ugly Stick, you pull up on it, you lift the weight, and then you put your guess in. And somebody's going to win something. I don't know what it's going to be. But kids' combos are on sale. And don't forget to check out the St. Croix Rod Collection. Live and frozen bait, minnows, licenses, lures, hooks, and terminal tackle, perch, trout, panfish, bass. They got circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Let's just say that. 410, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop, which is also the website, ClydeSportShop.com. They're open 7 days a week, and don't forget to stop by during the 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. Okay. So, sitting here this morning, and when I come back in the back and I let the dogs out for the morning, the door stays open for a few minutes, and every now and then on a very cold morning, not too bad this morning, the temperature will drop in the room. Well, guess who picks up on that? Well, that would be our beautiful fireplace right here, our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. And it just automatically comes back on and fires up for a little bit, brings the room back up to temperature that I've preset on the, not on the thermostat, but on the remote control. You can control that, all that. You can control the flame, the light, the blower, all that right from the remote control. And I set it on auto, and it's good to go. I mean, you know, it's beautiful. Where did I get this wonderful piece of machinery? Well, that would be Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. The premium hearth and fireplace dealer in the region. That's right. Fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, other top brands. Also, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. If you like that process of a nice wood stove to, you know, feel the heat in the room from that, or a pellet stove, they've got an outstanding selection. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready. Maybe not for this year anymore, but for next year, pre-plan a little bit. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500 is the phone number. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, right off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Okay. I don't know what's that's supposed to happen. Huh? No. No. I think we're good. Is that the end of the break? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We weren't planning on it, but that's okay. We did Backyard Billy's and we did Clyde's. I was waiting until the next break to talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, but I'll do that now. I'll talk about them. I don't mind. Just got to give me a second here. Oh, my. Sorry, folks. This commercial break did not go as intended. And I'm not ready. There they are. All right. So I stopped by Spurry's Tire Service this week, too. Talked to Brent. Morning, Brent. So they're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they were busy. They were busy. There was a big flatbed tractor trailer in there. There was a commercial a wholesale crab truck in there. There was all kinds of, you know, small independent businesses and everybody's cars and trucks. I mean, it was a busy week for them. So Spurry's was busy, and they have the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model, any size. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor. And if you own a trailer of any kind, whether that's a boat trailer or a landscape trailer, a utility trailer, even an ATV, UTV, RTV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, head to Spurry's Tire. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. And that's 410-822-7384 if you'd like to schedule an appointment or just walk in. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Now we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling. Wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Oh, that's Will and Sonny, that's for sure. All right, but we do. It does make me wonder how many over the road truck drivers we have, or how many, you know, local guys who drive the big rigs are out there listening. Wonder if there'd be any way to monitor that, Aaron. Do you think we should just open the phone line up to the big rig drivers and just have them call in and give us their first name and tell us where they're at? If you're listening, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just call. You don't have to go on the air. Just call in and give Aaron your first name and say where you're driving, and, you know, tell me what rig you're driving, whether you're driving a Kenworth or Mac or whatever you're driving. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Let's see what happens. We'll just throw it out there for now. Anywhere in the country, fellas, anywhere in the country, if you're listening to the Outdoors and Radio Show, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and let Aaron, our producer, know first name and where you're driving right now. Cool. And if we get anybody, that'd be cool. That'd be a bonus. And if we don't, well, then we did an experiment. How about that? Let's see. Mike in Eldersburg. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Doing good. How about Sal?
Good, buddy. I'll be your first truck driver.
Okay.
No, I'm driving my pickup over to Liberty Reservoir.
Oh, good grief.
Get a buddy of mine to go fishing. I just figured I'll be your first truck driver.
All right. I get it. All right.
How'd the show go,
good
man?
Good try. It went great. We measured a lot of deer. We hope we have the same kind of results at MBS, Maryland Bowhunter Society, this coming Saturday, March 8th.
Where's that at, Alan?
That's at Martin's West.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right there on Security Boulevard.
always a good show. I mean, a great conservation event and a good membership show. Lots and lots and lots and lots of door prizes and card raffles. And, you know, I guess they give 10 bows away, and or at least. And I don't know what else they give away, but all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah,
good stuff. When does that start, Saturday?
It starts 11:15.
11:15. Yeah, I'm with us. Yep. Up there.
I mean, I'm sorry, 11:45. But you probably ought to register, you know, if you'd like to attend. You probably ought to get in touch with the Maryland Bowhunter Society.
Okay, you got to get a hold of them. It's appointment only or whatever?
No, well, it's a banquet. It's a fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
It's a fundraiser.
I got you. Yeah, we missed you at the Moncton Show the other week. That was a pretty good show.
We tried that for 2 years, and we had a pretty good experience the first year. Second year, we only had one deer show up, and the guy didn't even bring it in. Well, he brought it in, and he couldn't find, quote-unquote, couldn't find our table, although we had three tables in the middle of the room. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. It didn't work out too good. I mean, you know, when you got guys, like at the National Outdoor Show, two of the fellows were from Southern Maryland. One was from Calvert, one was from St. Mary's, and the other fellow drove down from Cecil County.
Right.
And these guys are all volunteers. You know, they don't use their time unwisely, and they all have families, and they all have other things to do. You know, but they are dedicated to the record, Maryland records. And, you know, we kept everybody busy, thank God, that, you know, enough deer came in. And one bear, half a dozen Sika deer at least, and a bunch of whitetails. You know, and we kept everybody busy, so it was good.
Good. Well, we're going to try to catch some crappies today before the wind gets up too bad. My buddy's
pulled up,
and I'm going to load my stuff, and we're going to head out.
Enjoy.
I'll give you a report next weekend.
Mike, did you know Joel Hyman?
Yeah, I did.
The boat dealer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel and I fished Liberty a couple times, and I said to him one day, the first time we were going to go with him, I said, Joel, what do you want me to do, show up at the ramp about like 6 o'clock or something? He looks at me and goes, what are you going to do, throw it in her mouth when they yawn? I'll meet you at McDonald's at 8 o'clock. Like, okay.
That's funny. Yeah, okay.
Throw it in her mouth when they yawn. Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, have a good day.
All right, buddy. I hope Robin feels better.
Me too, buddy. Thanks. See you, Mike.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. What are you going to do, throw it in your mouth when they yawn? Hardly. Joel was a fanatic. I mean, he loved a reel that operated the way a reel was supposed to reel. So when he got a new one, he would take it all apart. He'd clean all the internal grease out of it and fill the case with toothpaste. Now, you remember, toothpaste has a little abrasive in it, little silica, and he would work the first year. He would use toothpaste to work that reel. It worked fine. It worked just like grease. It just kept everything, you know, wet inside there, and he could work it well. But it polished everything on the inside. It polished all the gears. It polished all the brass. And then the second year, he'd take it completely apart again, rinse everything out, put the grease back in, running smooth, man, running smooth. So good little tip still. All right, Mark in Delaware. Mark in Delaware, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Oh, good. Blessed. Really good.
Indeed.
I was reading an article in the New York Post this morning under the general description of here we go again. The U.S. game, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was conducting a survey in Presque Isle State Park in your old stomping grounds, Erie, Pennsylvania.
I went to Erie one time with my dad on a nursing home administrators conference, and we were on Presque Isle too.
Well,
how about that? Yep, Erie County.
Yeah,
right?
How about this?
Okay.
They pulled in a 4-pound goldfish.
Yeah.
What'd you have? Do you remember what you had for dinner that night?
No, I do not. I have no idea. None.
Well, no. Apparently, I mean, it's like a snakehead story. The speculation is that somebody out of misguided kindness took the goldfish and set it free.
And yeah, of course.
It not having, apparently, enough natural predators, if any, it thrived.
It's a carp.
And, yeah, it's a carp.
It's carp.
So, and as you know, carp grow to be big, really big.
Yep.
So that, well, that's where we are. So with luck,
we,
I mean, what are the odds? That's the only one. But it might be.
No.
Meanwhile, you know, people with aquariums and goldfish, not even aquariums, just goldfish bowls from state fairs and stuff.
Yep.
You know, they
they
think they're being kind.
Yep.
They set it free, and there goes the environment.
If you can put the ping pong ball in the dish, you win a fish. I get it.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Well, here's the thing, Mark. That is nothing new. Almost 50 years ago, when I was a kid, regularly we would travel to southern New Jersey, and my dad's best friend from grade school lived and worked in Bridgeton, New Jersey. He was the facilities manager at the Owens Corning Glass Company there. They made glasses and dishes and things like that. He was an avid fisherman. So one day, the first day of trout season, we went up to the Mollica, New Jersey. It was the Mollica River, but this was a state park, I think. And the place was stocked with trout. Well, I was traveling along one of the banks overlooking the creek, and I looked down in the creek, and there's trout in there, but there's also half a dozen old fish. And these were not golden trout. Those weren't even invented yet. But there were a bunch of goldfish swimming up and down the stream, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. And they are targeted here in Maryland by bow fishermen. They're in all our rivers. They're in the Potomac. And I've not seen a 4-pounder, but they're big enough targets that you can take them with a bow. And if you go on the bigassfish.com website, you will see some photos and you will read an article about a local young lady here who fishes bow fishes with her family, and they regularly see pretty good sized target size goldfish in the Eastern Shore rivers and on the Potomac as well. So yeah, we've got a number of pictures of the goldfish, even the Susquehanna. So there's people have been releasing fish. Oh, 20 years ago, maybe longer, there was a fellow that used to work for conservation. His name was Duke Noe, N-O-H-E, and I can't remember the name of the organization, but he was pretty well known in the DNR circles. He caught an Oscar out of one of the Baltimore reservoirs. I think it was pretty
boring. You're kidding me.
No, he caught an Oscar. And they're fairly common now, too. Oscars.
Really?
Piranha.
Now, I had no idea they could survive in the cold.
Oh, yeah. Oscars, piranhas, goldfish, snakeheads. All tropical fish that get released all the time because people can't keep them.
Goodness.
Yep. Interesting stuff, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
More
well,
than interesting.
See, here's the other thing.
It's
yeah, here's the other. Yeah, here's the other thing. The first issue of Big Ass Fish we published, an article about the snakeheads in the Crofton Pond. Apparently there was a pet store there, aquarium store, and the population of Crofton is a fairly high percentage of Asian folks. Well, in their culture, when a person passes on, they have I can't remember the name of the religious term, but they have a ceremony where they release wild creatures back into the wild. Whether it's terrapins and turtles and things like that are released wherever they are, and they believe that some of these people from Southeast Asia release some of these captive snakeheads into the Crofton Pond in honor of somebody's death. So it's quite a
flood.
Well,
and they discover these things can walk on land.
Think about this, Mark. Think about how many Asian folks there are in the Potomac River corridor.
Yeah.
the Crofton Pond might have been the first place they were discovered, but very quickly thereafter there was a population established in the Potomac, which had probably either been ignored or just had some kind of population explosion. You know, they can breed at least twice a year, maybe three or four times a year with these massive schools of fry, you know, with nothing that eats them. And, you know, they can, the population can explode in a very short amount of time. So that's one aspect of it.
I'm sorry.
That's one aspect. That's one little slice of this snakehead picture that some of them may have been released during religious services or, you know, just freed from people's aquariums. But there's, it seems to me like it was a more common practice to release them than an accident.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Which is really a shame if they'd released something domestic. What,
like
what
goldfish.
Harm is done, but...
I was, one of the conversations I had with Mike at Clyde's, apparently somebody from one of the bait minnow suppliers had some goldfish in his supply of minnows that they brought in for sale. You know, the wholesale dealer brought in for sale. And Mike said he saw a flash of gold, or, you know, orange in the supply. So he looked in the tank and he fished the fish out and he put it in a separate part of the little minnow tank down there. And he said it started to get pretty big. And he, I forget what he said, he fed it. He fed it something. Anyway, that shouldn't have been fish food, but whatever it was, he fed it. And it started to grow and started to grow and started to grow. And they moved it to the eel tank because it gotten so big. And the eel tank then, apparently there was something in there that didn't agree with it. And it got some kind of fungus or something on it. So he pulled it out of there and put it back wherever it was supposed to be. And eventually it wound up in Billy's pond from Clyde's. And Billy called Mike one night and he said, Goldie died, or whatever the name of this fish was. Goldie died. It was fine last night. And Mike took it into the store. Now, this is a goldfish that showed up as a, you know, two-inch-long bait fish in a minnow from a minnow shipment. And this was years later. They picked it up. They brought it down, put it on the scale. It weighed 25 pounds.
Brother, can you imagine?
So they're just koi. I mean, I know where there are 30-inch koi swimming right now that were leftovers from fishing, so, you know, a fishing adventure. So,
wow,
I can tell you. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. So, how's your new legislature working out over there, and your governor with the taxes?
Oh, I try not to follow it. I don't want to get.
You don't even want to talk about it. Yeah,
got it. Yeah, it's not as bad. Maryland is two Democrats for every Republican. Here it's one and a half.
Yeah.
One. A majority is a majority, and I know that the Democrats. Many of the conservative Democrats retired, and they were replaced by progressives.
Mm-hmm.
The only defense, and our former governor defeated a lot of their bad ideas, although he was a Democrat too. He now became mayor of Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
And 'cause, well, he was term limited.
Yeah.
So he ran for mayor of Wilmington, but his instincts were more conservative, and now
I got you.
The new guy is, I'm distressed by it, what can I say?
Indeed. All right, well, enough of that talk.
Yeah, now, there are more conservative traditions, and you and I are about the same age, I'm a little older,
yeah.
And so... You know, it's not a hopeful sign when you say, well, you know, I may not live long enough to see the worst of it. But it's, I wouldn't call it good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Maryland has certainly gone against the national trend, that's for sure. So
yeah.
Anyway, and Mark, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of the same.
Yep, let's not delve too far into it. I just wanted to keep it light here. So, anyway, appreciate it.
Yeah,
and appreciate you bringing that up. But we've got them in all of our waters over here. No question about it.
Wow. Yeah, why go to the pet store when you can just
exactly.
drop a line?
Yeah, throw out a mealworm and see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Good talking to you. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk about Backyard Billies one more time. Backyard Billies, that's for sure. Hey, you know what? Spring is right around. I mean, you know, the groundhog, that was a couple weeks ago. We got a couple more weeks of cold weather, let's hope, and then breaking into spring. Well, the furniture has bloomed at Backyard Billies. I mean, there's tables and chairs everywhere, Adirondack chairs, sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, and gazebos. You name it. If it goes in your backyard, on your deck, or even in your beach house, Backyard Billies has the furniture. I'm telling you, 60-page catalog of chicken coops. 40-page catalog of dog kennels. I've seen them. I've got them right here in my little drawer with all my radio stuff. Absolutely amazing. Sheds and sheds combination greenhouses where you can grow your plants and store all your implements at the same time. You don't have to take them back and forth because everything's right there. If you drive by on Route 50, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a ton of sheds. And the sheds and the big stuff like the you know, like the kids' gym sets and all that stuff, free delivery and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the beaches, the Maryland and Delaware beaches, too. So stop by. They're open 7 days a week. This is Backyard Billies, and that's backyardbillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Oh, don't forget the grills, too. They've got barbecue grills and pellet grills, too. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Making backyards great again, that's for sure. They've got it all. They've got it all. Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
There you go. You put the line in the water and watch that bobber go floating away. Yeah. Talked to a buddy here in town the other day who was, I guess, over in the Magothy or something, and brought up the, talking to a fisherman there, fishing with Crash, brought up the shad dart thing, and the guy goes, yeah, I know about it. He said, I'm going to, DNR police stops me, I'm going to tell them, those Crash shrimp are dead when I put them on the hook. When I put them on the hook, they're dead. And he was quite adamant about fishing with dead Crash shrimp. So I thought it was just funny because the guy just, you know, kept repeating the same thing and the same thing, although that issue has been resolved. So I guess he's got his argument down pat in case he ever gets stopped. So, but the perch run is on. I'm seeing pictures online of some really nice white perch. Fella texted me or called me last night, and Clyde referred him to me. Caught a 13-inch white perch that weighed 1.3 pounds. He wanted to get it certified, I guess, as a citation, and I couldn't find any place that would take it. And I said, well, just take it to a local grocery store and get it certified. So it looked like he took it to one of the Safeways up in Harford County, Northern Baltimore County, or wherever he was. No, Galena, that's where he's from. So I guess he took it up to the Safeway, and they allowed him to weigh it on their scale. And nice big perch, looked like it's going to make a citation. So that's good. There are rules and regulations. They're all online. Just look up Maryland Record Fish, and you'll be able to find the whole process for submitting your catch for a citation. So I've probably got a handful of citation fish that I've caught, just never turned any of them in. Just not a big thing to me. Now, I would like to get a deer in the record book. And speaking about that, the Bucks, Bears, Stags team will have three or four measures on hand at Maryland Bowhunter Society. So if you know anyone who's taken a nice deer, a nice Sika deer stag, or a Maryland black bear, have them bring it to the event and get it measured up. And it'd be a good thing to attend, too, because it's a great fundraiser for a good bunch of people that are working for hunting here in Maryland. Maryland Bowhunter Society, marylandbowhuntersociety.org. There's the music playing in the background. I don't know how far along we are into it, but let me just say, get out, stay safe. Remember, it's all about your family. Love them, hug them, let them know you do. And love the Lord. We'll see you in the next hour.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.